page 75. Listen. Exercises A and B.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. What's new with you? I don't see you much anymore.
Oh, I've been busy. I'm still working at the airport, but my hours changed.
I hope you don't have to work the night shift.
No, I work 10 to 6. It's hard because I don't have mornings, afternoons, or evenings completely free. And I can't be here when Greg gets home from school.
You mean he's home alone?
Just for a couple hours. He's 12, and he's a responsible kid. But I still worry. I mean, what if strangers call? I don't want strangers to know he's here alone.
Why don't you tell him to say that you're busy? He should say, I'm sorry, my mom can't come to the phone right now. If you want to leave your number, she'll call you back as soon as she can.
What if someone comes to the door?
You already have a peephole and a strong chain lock, right?
Yeah. I've told him to use the peephole before he opens the door.
Right. Well, if I were you, I'd tell him not to answer the door unless the person is a neighbor or friend he knows really well.
Sometimes it's friends that I worry about. What if his friends come over? They could get into all kinds of trouble without an adult around.
Could you make a rule that no friends can come over when you or another adult isn't home?
Maybe. He's pretty good about following rules.
He can always call me or come over to my house, you know, if he has any kind of trouble.
Thanks. Actually, I'd like him to call me if anything happens, but sometimes I can't answer the phone while I'm working. I'd like him to call me when he gets home every day, but sometimes I'm in meetings then.
Maybe you could have him send you a text message.
That's a good idea. And for emergencies, I'll give him your number. I worry about kitchen fires if he tries to cook.
Have you thought about writing a fire safety plan with him?
We could talk about when and how to get out of the house, the smoke alarm, the fire extinguisher. I could make sure he knows how to call 911.
That's important. Tell him to give his location first, then his name, then the problem.
These are all great ideas. You know, I think I'll sit down with Greg and make a list of rules. I'll write contact numbers, and I'll include yours. We'll role-play different situations involving strangers and different emergency phone calls.
And talk to him about how he feels. He may not tell you if he's afraid or worried or bored or lonely unless you ask.
Thanks, Nick. I'll do that. See you later.
Good talking to you.